Captain Hector Camacho Jr., and you are locked in with Beyond Ringside. History is on.
Welcome to the original rock and wrestling radio show. Welcome to Beyond Ringside, your source for wrestling, MMA, and boxing in the Southeast. To contact the Ringside Roundtable of Beyond Ringside, email them at beyondringside@gmail.com. And now, your host for Beyond Ringside, the man, no myth, all legend, Fast Eddie Lane.
Going live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome in. We are live from the Full Range Entertainment Studios in beautiful Birmingham, Alabama. This is Beyond Ringside. Your humble host, the one, the only, Fast Eddie Lane, also called the Magic City Motor Mouth, being joined by members of the Ringside Roundtable. Mark Bowman, also known as Mabo. Come on in.
Ring a ding ding.
The Oracle of Ominous, the Wicked Nemesis.
Yeah, make sure you send all hate mail to Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, at thewickednemesis.com.
Extended family, Michael the Godfather Gibbons, live with us on Beyond Ringside this evening. Good to have you back on, Michael.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys. You know that.
And ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest at this time, professional prize-fighting superstar, the one, the only, Hector Camacho Jr. Machito, good to have you on Beyond Ringside. Thank you for coming on.
Pleasure to be on, folks.
It is great to hear from you this evening. You have been a very busy man. You've had a tremendous run. You are getting, now before we go into the heart of the batting order, I want to ask, because coming in to the world of prize fighting, there are so many different organizations and they all have so much to offer. When you look at the different companies, what is one of the first things that you genuinely look for when you're deciding who you want to sign with?
No, but right now I'm a free agent and I'm in the process of opening my own promotion company. But there's so many strong, solid promoters out there, which is, you know, there's a few. You got Top Rank, Bob Arum, you got the Don King, you have the Golden Boy who's out now. There's like four or three solid ones, but the boxing game has been monopolized the past 3 or 4 years. And it's been tough trying to get down with a big promoter, and it's tough trying to get TV dates. They're all taken. HBO, they're taken by De La Hoya, they're taken by Top Rank, ESPN taken by Top Rank or De La Hoya. So the game been monopolized due to the fact that there's, you know, there's so many new promoters in there, new alphabetical belts out there. So it was about the most credibility. And at this point, you say Top Rank, De La Hoya, Don King, which are three main promoters who are doing the most boxing nowadays. I'm a free agent. I just look to find the best fighters. And whoever has the fighters on my fights, that's the people I work with.
Now, if I could, coming from, with your father, of course, being an icon in the professional prize fighting industry, I know that there had to be a lot of pressure to perform.
Oh, no, there still is pressure. It's tough. It's tough. Anywhere I go, you get the comparison. And I fight just the last past couple of years, I've taken off of boxing, had a few losses, still two losses that I should not have taken. And I fight the pressure off my shoulder just a little bit. A little bit. It was tough. But coming into boxing, I knew that I'll be compared to my father each and every time out. So at first, I had a spark on my shoulder. I was going to be compared. So I wanted to prove who I am. And I thought throughout the years, I had built my own legacy. I had built my own name, which I'm still building on to. I'm not where I want to be. But it's tough. It's very tough. It has its pros, because the name, anybody, you know, recognize the name, Camacho Jr. So it does open doors for me. At the same time, it's tough. I got big shoes to fill.
Now, your record right now, if my notes are right, stands at 52-4-1 with one no contest, right?
Yes, the notes are right.
Okay. Now, you had my notes. I'm going a lot off memory and a lot of my notes because I've had a chance to follow a lot of what you've done. Not nearly as much as I want to because there are so many different things. I only have two eyes. I'm sorry. I try. But, you know, as before you got into prize fighting, did you always know that this is what you wanted to do because of your father, or did you have a different direction? You realized, you know something, I could probably do well at this.
You know what? When I was a youngster, I grew up in New York, the barrio, the Harlem streets of New York, which is a rough neighborhood, rough streets. So my mother and my aunt, my grandmother, kept me in the boys' club to keep me away from the streets. And what that did, I developed my basketball skills, my baseball skills, my football skills. So I was venturing in every sport. And it happened the day 1986 when my father fought Rosario. I went inside the ring with him. When I went inside the ring, he said, "Go ahead, Poppy." I did a flurry. And he picked me up. He lifted me up, and the whole crowd went nuts. That day, I told myself I want to fight. I was inside the ring for the first time, a real pro boxing ring. On HBO, it was a packed out Madison Square Garden. I did a flurry, he lifted me up, the whole crowd went crazy, went nuts. That day, I told myself I want to fight. Then again, boxing is all I seen, all I know.
Now,
I play my basketball, I play my baseball, boxing was the main thing.
Now, I've got to ask, you make the reference to the world's most famous arena. And when you said you first did that flurry in MSG, as you got a little bit older and realized the storied tradition behind Madison Square Garden, all of the different events that have taken place inside that building, did it click in your brain? It's like, wait a minute, this is where it all began, and I had an opportunity to be here where people dream of coming to, and I was there.
Yes, it's an honor. That's what keeps me humble. Like, you know, growing up being the son of Camacho, even though people believed or people got the impression I was born on a silver platter. No, I was raised in the hood. I grew up in the hood at the age of 14. My mother took me out to Orlando, Florida, and from there I started my amateur career. But I've seen a lot, and I give thanks to my father. I've seen so much in front of me. I mean, just that being, like you said just now, being in Madison Square Garden where people, the Knicks play, get the great Joe Frazier. I mean, you got great fighters, great athletes been in that building, artists, singers been in that building, and me being part of it. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. It's surreal thinking about it.
I want to open up the table if I could. Wicked Nemesis, come on board with Hector Camacho Jr.
Who is the one guy that you've not gotten to fight yet that you really want to? Like before everything, before it's all said and done, who do you want to step in the ring with?
You know, I don't hold no grudges, and it's not a particular name, but I would shoot out Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I would like my revenge, not only for me, for my father, for Puerto Rico. You know, we got a big Mexico versus, you know, Puerto Rico war, a battle going on for years. His father be my father. So I think that's like the ice on the cake, and I could beat his son. Beep. I'd love to do so.
I would love to do so. I got to speak on this, because that's what I was thinking about. Camacho, I was thinking about you and Chavez getting, you know, you getting that revenge for your father and all that. But what do you think about Chavez? Do you think he's been a little bit too much by him?
I think the kid is doing well. I mean, he's doing the job. They put him against. He beat. I can't complain too much. He's improving. Time goes on. He's improving, and he's winning the fight he's supposed to win. Up to now, he's undefeated. He hasn't faced nobody tougher competition yet. But with that kind of name, those kind of fighters, knowing the business, you have to take care of a fighter like that. They're looking to cash out with him. Because you're right. Realistically, he's not going to be no Chavez Sr. Nowhere close.
No.
So they're trying to cash out. They may be getting him to Hoyer to come back and trying to bait the Hoyer to come back and fight him. They're looking for a cash cow. I mean, you get there, him fighting Pacquiao, which is a joke. He's fighting Cotto, which is a joke. We don't know if that's not going to happen all the time soon. But they throw his name out there with those kind of people, trying to get an interest to raise the kid's markability up.
Yeah, they've been trying
to build him up. And they got to step up. They got to step to the plate soon later and bring him to fight somebody. Because he's getting exposed himself fighting nobody. Nobody has exposed him. But then again, you know, I cannot really talk. They probably said the same thing about me. He living off the name.
Well, I don't think he's been protected as much as he has. And I think that turning angles and, you know, with your boxing ability, I think you would give Chavez hell. I don't think he's seen anything like what, you know, I don't think he's seen anyone coming from different angles like you would be coming from. That's probably why they avoided the fighters now.
No, of course. They ain't going to put him in. Nobody could beat him. That's their cash cow. That name brings millions and millions of Mexicans watching. And only Mexicans are loyal fans. They treat their corona, they treat their beer, and they're loyal fans. I mean, they fight for each other. They fight for one another. But they're doing well with him. I cannot say nothing bad about him. You know, I love to kick his beat, but I can't say nothing bad about him. Anybody who he's faced, he has beaten. And so far, he's defeated. You know, give a hands up. He's doing well.
I agree.
Let me slide in for 1 second for our affiliates up and down the line. Believe it or not, that was actually Mr. Camacho Jr. who was doing the beep. That was not us doing it in studio. So,
yeah, I don't want to say the word. You know what I'm saying? Beep. You know exactly what I'm saying. I can just beep.
No, it's funny because everybody comes back on me. It's like, are you doing that? It's like, no, he's doing it himself. Thanks for playing. I got two. So that is a priceless moment for the night, and I thank you for that, Mr. Camacho. Now, you were making the question was asked a minute ago by Wicked Nemesis about modern-day fight right now. Now, if you could go back in time, going through the storied tradition of prize fighting, and pick one opponent, any weight class, and you're on, if they were, you and that person were in the same weight class, who would that be other than the obvious choice of possibly Muhammad Ali? I think everybody wanted to fight him at least once. Who would be the dream fight for you in history?
I would love to kick my father's beep. How many sons out there would say, yeah, I want to, how many sons? I'm pretty sure they'll come out for me too. Every kid in this world will once want to kick their father's butt one time for scolding them, for embarrassing them, for letting them go outside, for letting them play, talk to TV, or being scolded. You know, only in boxing get the opportunity. I spar my father, and you know, one person I love to do, be my father. I'll compare myself. So this comparison could stop. He was a hell of a fighter. I cannot take notice my father was one of the best. He doesn't get the credit he deserved, but he was one of the best boxers, pure fighters I've seen in the game. He was charismatic. He was one of the best, I could say. Also my father. I think that's a good one.
Now, let me go ahead and ask if I could. I'm sure he trained different people at the same time that he was helping to start you in your training. Do you think that he might have been, do you vision the fact that he was harder on you since you were blood? That way he could avoid the favoritism label? Or do you think that he treated you the same as everybody else?
I'll be quite honest with you guys, he never has trained me. He never has worked.
Really?
And at times I blame him for my mess ups. And I ask myself, wow, if my father was with me, where would I be today? And my father was in my corner training me, or at least supporting me. Where would I be in this day and age? Which he haven't. But then again, not every father and son relationship work. So maybe that's why he avoided it, or maybe he didn't want that press or that shadow. Or, you know, everywhere we go, he'd get more attention, and they leave me out. I don't know what was his reason for not being around me in my boxing career, but ain't only time would tell. And I give him thanks for the name.
Now, if I could, can I expound on that idea for just a second? Do you think for a minute that he might have stayed away from that to avoid that shadow label being placed on you to where you could stand on your own merits? Granted the fact that the press and the populace are going to say he's Macho's kid, but by the same token, if he pulled back and stayed away, at least in the public forum, that way that more people would stand back and say, wait, he is standing on his own. Then there's no reason to say the word shadow. Have you thought?
Maybe so. No matter how he next week away from me, it's still comparison. It's still being as one. That means that I have core promoters. Yes, can you tell me it's Camacho calling? The porn put up the phone. Who's this? Camacho. Click. Hang up the phone. I said, huh? Maybe it's my phone or it's... I'll call back. Yeah, it's Camacho. Click. I'll call back again. It's Camacho Jr. Oh, okay. How you doing? You never know. You never know what it is, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Can you hang with us through the break real quick and come back one more segment?
No problem.
Coolness. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a quick network break. We are going to be back in 3 minutes here on Beyond Ringside. Call your friends. We are live with professional prize fighting superstar Hector Camacho Jr. live on Beyond Ringside.
This is Hector Camacho Jr. and you are locked in with Beyond Ringside. It's Junior time.
Welcome back into Beyond Ringside, your home for wrestling, boxing, mixed martial arts, sports talk, and a whole lot more. 205-316-9900, the number to call to get in touch with us here at the Full Range Entertainment Studios this evening. And, of course, all guests do appear courtesy of the Magic City Online Hotline this evening. Yours truly, the Magic City Motormouth Fast Study Lane, welcoming back in the Wicked Nemesis.
Yeah, I just want to say, Packers, if you need a defensive back, I'm here for you.
Like to welcome back in Michael the Godfather Gibbons.
Yes, I'm here, and we'll be knocking out an opponent in Tuscaloosa February 19th.
There you go. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, live on the line with this professional prize-fighting superstar, the one, the only, Hector Camacho Jr. Glad to have you back on board.
Thank you.
Now, there's a couple of things. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and open up the roundtable real quick. Wicked Nemesis, come on in with Mr. Camacho.
Yes, besides your father, who do you consider the greatest of all time?
The greatest, whatever the couple, no, I can't hit the greatest, because, you know, there's a couple great fighters that I could say that really brings up the sport of boxing. Anywhere from Muhammad Ali to Sugar Ray Robinson, from Sugar Ray Leonard, as pure boxing weight, Pamp, Charles Ortiz, a Puerto Rican fighter, Pernell Whitaker. There's several fighters who I look at and say, wow, this guy was great. So I can't say the greatest, I can say a couple fighters that were great.
Okay. Michael Gibbons, come on in.
Yeah, how's it going? Actually, kind of want to touch a little bit more on that old Mexico-Puerto Rico thing.
are there any guys, I mean, outside of Chavez Jr., would you ever entertain, and this is another close personal friend of mine, kind of a little off, what about Paul Delgado? You guys are both in Atlanta. That would be, you know, I know he's got the big world title shot coming up on the 18th. That would be a good fight for Atlanta, man.
I mean, it would. We're not closing our fight in Atlanta. Fight Atlanta, Georgia, March 11th. I mean, Paulie's doing well. I know Paulie personally is doing well. He got a title shot coming up. I just wish him the best to win this fight. If he doesn't, I'm here. This is a sport. I mean, friends and old friends, this is a sport of boxing, a business. I have no problem about fighting Paulie if it does well for Atlanta, Georgia. If it helps box for Atlanta, Georgia, I'm all for it.
Right. I could see that being, one of the, I think, between you, Paulie, and Zahir. You know, you got three of the top guys at welterweight division. You know, you guys could really put on some great fights over there.
Thank you.
Now, if I may, shifting topics for just a second, you know, there is a knock on professional athletes in all walks of life right now, regardless of what sport or what business you're in. One of the big things that we get hit about is giving back to the people who give to us and giving back to our communities. That is something that can definitely not be said about Hector Camacho Jr., because I know that you do a lot of work on the street level, on the grassroots level, to give back to not only the community, but to give back to the youth.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm all for the future, and the kids are the future. The youth are the future. These kids are being, they got hard role models in front of them. They look after rappers, they look after this. Well, really, they just music. They're just saying their stories on music. And these kids are following them. And I'm out there in the streets constantly talking to kids, teach them about the guard, teach them about, you know, how to make themselves better, go to school. Look at me, I'm a role model, I come off the streets like you did. I'm impossible, my father's Camacho, I'm Junior, it was harder for me to do it, you could do it. And I'm all for it. And over, you know, a couple of years, I associated with some organization, one is Make a Dream. You know, I'm with them 100%, anything I could do for them, I'm willing to do. I'm going to give a special shout out right now to Chris Seller, Mom McCarty. I mean, they've been good people. I surround myself with positive people. I want to make a push for the youth to stay in the positive track, because they are the future. I'm constantly giving back. And me being the Boys Club alumni, I always stop by the Boys Club. I believe so much in staying there, being positive for the youth. Because, you know, they do look at us as a role model.
They do.
But we want to accept that we don't. Any athlete, they look at. So I just thought it's very, very important, very vital to be positive all times. Because whether we want to face it or not, we are role models. So we gotta behave accordingly.
Now, if I may, what feeling, and this, the feeling varies from different people, but when you get an opportunity to walk in to, per se, one of the Boys Clubs, or to do an event for Find a Dream, and when you get a chance to meet some of these kids and know that you're making an impact, a positive impact on these kids, how does that make you feel?
Oh, man, like a superstar. I feel great. I thank God every time. If I could change one kid's life, I did my job. And it feels good. I come out from the street. I come from Spanish Harlem, New York City. I come out, I go up in the projects. So it's not impossible. It's very hard to come out from the hood of projects. It's really tough. It's not easy. Anybody, society, life to make it, it's not easy. Look at obstacles. You're just going to have your associate peers and you can't do it. And, you know, just stay positive and believe in yourself. And always, you know, thank God and ask God for whatever you need and go forward. Life is like a boxing match. You got to fight. 12-round fight. You got to fight. You can't give up. You got to fight. You might lose a couple of wars, a couple of battles. You might lose a couple of rounds. We gotta keep going forward. It's a long fight.
Now, I know that you do quite a bit of work with Find a Dream, and you do make the different trips around to different facilities, and you do get a chance to spread not only the good word of Find a Dream, but also to spread the legacy of Hector Camacho Jr. in a positive way. And for those who have not had a chance to check it out, the website is findadream.org, and you can find out a little bit more about them up there. Of course, Chris Seller, I said Chella earlier, and I apologize if I mispronounced it. Chris Sella, and of course, Rod Riccardi, good friend of ours with Thunder Promotions. I want to thank them for helping to set up this interview. Greatly appreciated. And anything that we can do on our side of the board for Find a Dream, believe me, we are definitely there. They are a tremendous cause. They are looking to make a positive impact in the inner cities. They are looking to help kids get going in the right direction. And, you know, to have people like you on the board of directors, to have people like Dan the Beast Severn, an MMA icon, on the board of directors of Find a Dream. You know, so many kids look up. You go to the different venues when you're getting ready for a fight. You go to the gym and you look around and you see these kids. And for every one that is in a gym, there's 5, 6, 7 that aren't in there because they don't feel like they can cut it. They don't feel like they can make it. And to know that you're out there trying to let these kids know, it's like, I made it, you can too. And I share that dream and I share that philosophy. If you put your heart to it, if you put your mind to it and you believe, you can be the one to step up. Who says you have to wait on somebody else? Except take a look at what Hector Camacho Jr. has done. You've heard his story here today on BR. And to know in your heart that you can follow and make your own footsteps. It's not just following in. He followed in his father's footsteps in professional prize fighting. But Hector Camacho Jr. is making his own footsteps as a professional prize fighter. And it's because of the work that you do through Find a Dream that this is possible for some of the kids who feel like they may not have that chance or they don't deserve that chance. Guess what, kids? You do deserve that chance. And you have that chance. True?
It's all about responsible, positive people. These people make a dream. FindAdream.org. These guys' integrity is where you find people. Yes, they're all positive people. They're going to push the ball forward. That's what it's about. Gathering yourself around people who's positive and wanting them the same thing you want. They want to achieve the same goal you want to achieve. It's changing the world, changing the kids, giving people a chance. If you surround some of those kind of people, you get a great chance of doing what you want to do.
Exactly. Wicked Nemesis, come on back in with Hector Camacho Jr.
Okay, last question right here. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, do you ever see this happening? Do you even care if it happens?
What, the Floyd Mayweather-Pacquiao fight?
Yeah.
I think it's a fight that boxing needs. It's a good fight. I mean, what can I say? It is, contrary to style, the two best fighters there today in the world. Pacquiao got a pass Mosley, which is not an easy fight. And Mayweather got a pass of legal issues. That's not an easy fight. Mayweather fighting his own issues outside the ring. And those kind of issues outside the ring would derail the fighter before you go into the ring. You have enough problems. They go into more problems. I mean, I think Mayweather's doing right on taking a fight now. People say he might be scared or he don't want to fight. That's not true. Mayweather's one of the best fighters before anybody put in front of him. Just got issues. That's a fight that has to happen.
Michael Gibbons, come on back in. Godfather. And he said, there you are. Okay.
I was going to say, I knew I liked you, man. We're both Spanish Harlem guys, man. I lived on 101 in Lex for a while.
Okay. I'm close by at 95th and 3rd. Okay.
Yeah, I was across from that Spanish Harlem Community Center right there in East Harlem.
Washington Projects, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it is. It's not easy coming out of here. There's a lot of struggle. Pure pressure.
Now, I have a question I really want to ask, and I know this is probably going to be a touchy subject for both Michael and you, Hector. If you remember a little while back, World Wrestling Entertainment had a specialty match between Floyd Money Mayweather. It's a special attraction between Mayweather and a Paul White, The Big Show. In all honesty, and Wicked, I'll bring you in for an answer on this one too, because you and I both have the wrestling perspective. Do you feel that brought an additional spotlight to prize fighting to where more people who might not have known about modern day prize fighting and people like Floyd Mayweather can find out more about it? Or do you think that it might have actually shown a little bit of if not negative light on prize fighting and Mayweather in particular? I'll go ahead and start with Mr. Camacho. You think it was positive or negative for him to make that appearance?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't know if it did well for boxing. Maybe for Mayweather, it must have did well for him. And it must have crossed over people who know none of him or never heard of him as a wrestling fan don't know who he is. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I can't call it.
Okay, Michael Gibbons.
I know Mayweather not knocking on Big Show because he can't knock out his fighters that he fights. He goes 12 rounds every time, but he ain't knocking on Big Show.
I agree with Camacho. I think it's all. It wasn't even about boxing. It was about full. It wasn't making more money. And that's all. Anything that guy's about,
yes.
More money for him.
You know, that came around with Dancing with the Stars. You know, McMahon,
yeah.
et cetera. So it was more a business thing for himself. Anything else?
Right. It's all about Floyd.
There you go.
If it works for him, more merrier. You know.
Yeah.
Understandable. Wicked Nemesis, come on in.
I think it was more or less playing off the fact of Money Mayweather being a quote-unquote heel / bad guy. Do I feel like that it brought any kind of exposure? Right now, boxing needs the most exposure it can get because the only time you're seeing boxing predominantly is on pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And any exposure. I grew up with Tyson, Lewis, you know, Sugar
Holyfield.
Ray. I grew up with these guys. So, I mean, and Hector Camacho. I mean, so... The guys nowadays, my son barely knows boxing because it's only on pay-per-view. I mean, I feel like that, you know, they have steered, Don King in particular has steered it in a certain direction that he wanted it. But right now, any exposure is good exposure.
See,
I can agree with that a little bit, but I think one of the things you got to realize when you're dealing with a Floyd Mayweather Jr., when a guy's making, you know, $50 million a fight, he really doesn't speak for the rest of us out there in the game. I mean, you know, he's a freak in itself. I mean, you know, what he does and what he represents is not really the fighter.
Yes, I agree with you on that point.
But I have to agree with Wicked Nemesis in the particular light that boxing does not get the spotlight that it once had. And I think, and this is something that I've said about professional wrestling, and I'm saying it now about mixed martial arts, the cultivation, the marketing and the development of new superstars in the industry in all three businesses. That's one reason why Beyond Ringside exists, is because we want to bring that spotlight to the future stars as well as the established stars as well as the legends. I feel that spotlight is big enough for everybody to be able to fit inside of and fit inside comfortably. That's why when we had the opportunity to bring Greg Barkoff on for a promo for the Big Rock Out, we hopefully opened up a new audience to Greg and that promotion, just like we've done the same thing for other boxing promotions. I know that Tim Gibson, Unopposed Promotions out of Tennessee, he's come on our show before. He does both MMA and boxing promotion. We've had various MMA promoters as well as a lot of pro wrestling promoters come on our show. And the one thing that we really want to try to do here on this show is to open people's eyes that there is more to life than pay-per-view. There is more to life than waiting for the big company to be within 500 miles of where you live and you have to drive 10 hours. That there are superstars in the making that are working to get their name out and working to build their reputation and get to that next level and bring a positive impact and a positive light to the industry, whether it be boxing, mixed martial arts, or pro wrestling. But the thing that boxing really needs right now, they've got top flight moneymakers. Yes, they do. But the superstars of tomorrow, you don't hear that much about them, and we need to. We've got to hear about them. I mean, because there was a point in time where Hector Camacho Jr. had an 0-0 record as a professional. And you were able to work your way up through the ranks. You had a little bit more of a spotlight because of the name, and we would have gladly had you on at a 0-0 track record just as quickly as we would as getting ready to challenge for a major championship. But I want to be able to get more up and coming boxers on here to where people can find out professional prize fighting is definitely alive and well and ready to kick beep any day of the week. That's my philosophy on it. That's the way I look at things.
I think one thing, and you'll see this with the show that Camacho is going to be on the 11th in Texas, and the show I'm going to be on the 19th in Tuscaloosa. I think what a lot of the average fan loses sight for is the local club shows, the local regular shows that go on, you know, every month. That, you know, like you said, there's no TV for, no one really knows about it. But the people who go to those shows get their money's worth, and they, you know,
You know, all you got to do is take someone to one of those type of shows, and they're hooked.
Exactly. To all of our affiliates, I know I went through Network Break 3. We're going to go ahead and continue on for just a few more minutes, so bear with us. We're going to take a scheduled break at 48, so bear with us on 10-minute run for that one. Go from there. Once again, you're listening to Beyond Ringside, your home for wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing, sports talk. We are live from Birmingham, Alabama, Fast Eddie Lane, the Wicked Nemesis, Michael the Godfather Gibbons, being joined by professional prize-fighting superstar Hector Camacho Jr., doing a lot of great work in and out of the ring. Out of the ring, a lot of that work being done for findadream.org. Once again, to Chris, Rod, thank you for everything as far as helping to set up the interview. Mr. Camacho, it's been an absolute pleasure. The invitation is always going to be there. Anytime that you've got a major event that you would like to push, all you have to do, you've got my, this is our studio number. I'll make sure that you have my personal number and email address. That way, the next time you've got an event coming, we'd love to be able to get the word out. But one thing we're getting the word out about right now, and Michael just brought it up. February the 11th, El Paso, Texas.
Junior time in El Paso. February 11th, I'm back.
You will be one-on-one, putting the gloves back on, against Juan Astorga. Let us know your early thoughts on that fight. Now, I'm not that familiar with Mr. Astorga. What type of fighter is he?
Me either. That's the scary part. You got these fighters, when they hear the name Camacho Jr., they come ready. And fighters like myself, we just kind of level. When you hear fighters 14 at 4, don't know much about. We tend to get the tune-up, but no, I'm very alive. I'm very aware of what's in front of me. I'm training hard like it's a championship fight because I want to keep the sport of boxing alive. I want to keep my career alive. But I'm ready for a good fight, and I'm positive. I want to have fun and display my boxing abilities.
Cool. We are definitely looking forward to it. Like I said, I don't have all the information directly here in front of me. So if you can, if you'll relay a word to the promoter for the event to get in touch with us here at Beyond Ringside, we will be more than happy to put all the information up there. That way everybody can find out about it. El Paso, great market. The state of Texas, beautiful place. Been there a number of times. And I am sure that the two of you are going to rock the house. And my hat is off to you because I know in my heart you're going to bring home a W.
Yes, I will. We'll never come back and I'll let you know how was the fight.
Cool. Now, like I said, the invitation is always going to be there. And let everybody, now, for those who want to keep a little bit better track of you personally, do you have a personal account set up like Facebook, MySpace, Twitter?
And you can reach me on Facebook. I got my fan page. You can reach me personally. I do write back. I do answer back to my friends. I keep in touch. So please, you can find me at Camacho Jr. at Facebook. Fan page, I'll get to me personally, and I'll get back to you guys.
Okay. Now, I think I've actually got you listed. I think I did do the fan page on my personal account, and I think I've gone to the friends page on the Beyond Ringside account. I'm not sure. I'm going to double-check that when we get off air. But like I said, Mr. Camacho, it is. Before I let you run, I just want to go around one more time. Michael Gibbons, do you have one more question you'd like to ask Mr. Camacho?
I don't have a question. I just want to say good luck on the 11th, man, and I know you'll go out and do your thing. I'm going to go out and do mine on the 19th.
Good luck with you, buddy.
All right, man. You too.
Wicked Nemesis, come on in.
Pittsburgh just scored just now, 17-21.
You're ahead of me, man. You're ahead of me.
Pittsburgh scored, yes!
Pittsburgh scored, 16-21. I can get field goal, get the extra point, 17-21.
Thank you, Lord. I'm a happy person. The game's not a blowout. Look, I respect the Packers. And I really like the Steelers. I was really kind of hoping the Steelers could pull it out. But, you know, if it's the Packers time and Aaron Rodgers finally gets out from under the shadow, he finally gets the Super Bowl ring and people won't talk about Brett Favre that much anymore, which I'm good. I'm a Favre mark. I'm a Favre fan, but I'm also a Packers fan. I'd like to either team wins, believe it or not. I'm happy this time. Really kind of wanted it to be the Falcons in the Super Bowl, though. That's just me. Wicked Nemesis, do you have one more question for Mr. Camacho?
Mr. Camacho, what is one name out there that you know that is a rising star that you want to take this opportunity to kind of, you know, get their name out there? Somebody up and coming that we don't know yet that we should know the names of very soon.
Yeah, there's several fighters out there. I'll give a guy called Alvarez. So Alvarez, a Mexican young guy coming up. He's about 30 and old. Did a whole year got him signed. He's a prospect. He's about 18 years old. He's a great prospect.
Now, are you going to be making any other personal appearances in the very near future other than the, aside from the fight on the 11th?
That would be March 11th. I've got to make a dream. We have, find the dream. We have a couple of things in store. So I'll be constantly being active, you know, working with the kids, working with the youth, working, you know, the positive side. I think we'll be booked on once a month. I have a big date coming up in May in St. Martin's Island. We have, another date going on in Mexico.
Okay.
End of June. So you know, I'm constantly busy, man. I'll keep people informed with fan page on Facebook what's going on.
Okay. So people can find out on your Facebook fan page as well as through findadream.org, right?
Yes, sir.
Coolness. Ladies and gentlemen, Hector Camacho Jr. has just gone.
Jesus, time.
Beyond Ringside. Folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes here on Beyond Ringside. Once again, as always, don't blink. You're going to miss something if you do. Stay tuned.